Letter to Sarah Hubbard, H-U-B-B-A-R-D. Address, 52 Sherwood Trail, Sewanee, Tennessee, 37375. Dear Miss Hubbard, your recent pap smear performed during your physical was negative for intraepithelial lesion or malignancy, period. Sincerely, Phyllis, P-H-Y-L-L-I-S, Stewart, S-T-E-W-A-R-T, date of birth, 7/27/56. She comes today. She's had some vaginal itching for a few days and noticed some blood. She denies any fevers, chills, no back pain. Yesterday, blood pressure 134/78, pulse 74, tent length 7.2, weight 159 pounds, general. No distress, heart comes regular, lungs clear. Her vaginal exam, she has some erythema of the mucosa. No obvious discharge or blood. Her urine, trace protein and leukocytes. Assessment, number one, UTI, number two. Vaginitis plan. Ciprodiflucan return if no improvement. Mary Lynn Garner, G-A-R-N-E-R, date of birth, 2/21/40. She comes today for follow-up. She's doing well, sleeping well. No new problems. She does need refills today. She does not feel short of breath. She denies any chest pain. She's due to have a repeat ultrasound of her heart in a few days, as well as an evaluation for adrenal insufficiency. Yesterday, blood pressure 120/70, pulse 76, temp 98.2, weight 118 pounds, general. She appears frail, though in no distress. Heart sounds are distant but regular. Lungs are also distant but clear. No wheezing, no rouse, no ronchi. Assessment, CHF plan. Continue same medications. Follow up. Next, Joy Rich, R-I-C-H, date of birth 6/17/1939. She comes today. She still feels fatigued. Otherwise, no problems. Yesterday, blood pressure 120/83, pulse 62, temp 98.9, weight 150 pounds, height 5'2", general. Sorry, past medical history. Hypertension, hyperlipidemia, incontinence, osteoporosis, osteoarthritis, depression, vitamin D deficiency, restless legs, chronic back pain and sleep disorder, surgical history, bilateral hip replacements and revision times two, medicines, chlorothalidone, Lortab, fish oil, rope and roll, Revista, aspirin, Detrol, Lasix, multivitamin, benazepril, vitamin D, folic acid, Lexapro, Caltrate, Atenolol, and Ambien. Allergies, no known drug allergies, family history, unchanged social history. She's widowed, doesn't smoke or drink, she does not exercise. Review of systems is on chart. Physical blood pressure 120/83, pulse 62, temp 98.9, weight 150 pounds. General appearance, no distress. Skin, same H-E-E and T. Upper dentures, otherwise same. Glands, same. Breasts, same. Chest, same. Cardiovascular and abdomen, same. Rectal and genitalia, same. Musculoskeletal, same. Extremities, same. Neurologic, same. EKG reveals sinus rhythm with PVC, and recent blood work reveals unremarkable CBC, CMP, cholesterol, thyroid. She does have some bacteria in her urine. Assessment number one, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and UTI plan. We'll treat her. Also add fatigue to her assessment plan. Cipro for UTI, next number increased, Lexapro from 10 to 20 milligrams, and follow-up, insert ed interview statement. Dita, D-E-T-A, Highfield, H-I-G-H-F-I-E-L-D, date of birth, 12/31/1971, subjective, she comes today. She's having abdominal pain, some diarrhea, sore throat, headache, body aches. These began approximately 2 days ago. Her son was sick with the flu not long ago. Intraday blood pressure 120 over 84, pulse 74, temp 98.3. Excuse me, weight 213 pounds. General, she's in no distress. Heart sounds irregular. Lungs are clear. HENT. Right ear. Eardrum is dull. Left unremarkable. Throat is mildly erythematous. Assessment, flu-like illness. Plan, Tamiflu, Cefacor, Furigan for nausea, and follow-up. Frieda, F-R-E-D-A, Lowry, L-O-W-R-I-E, date of birth, 2/27/1944, subjective, she comes today, she's doing well, she had received the results of her breast biopsy yesterday, which were deemed negative. She otherwise feels well, has had some subjective fevers, cough with a sputum, and pain in her frontal sinuses onset 3 to 4 days ago. Intraday blood pressure 120 over 84, pulse 62, 97.8, weight 162 pounds, which is down from 184 on her initial office visit 1 year ago. Heart sounds irregular, lungs are clear. She does have a tenderness over her frontal sinuses and cobblestone in the posterior pharynx with a purulent material assessment. Sinusitis. Plan. Augmentin. Also, she is due to check CBC, CMP, and TSH today, which I have given her a blood work form to do. Insert at interview statement. Nancy, N-A-N-C-Y, Gatti, G-A-T-T-I-E, date of birth, 10/13/1945. She comes today. She's had lower back pain, some frequency and urgency of of urination onset today. She has begun to drink cranberry juice and noticed her sugar is rising the past 3 to 4 days. No fevers or chills. No diarrhea, no cough, no sputum. Intraday blood pressure 124 over 78, pulse 66, temp 97.2, weight 237 pounds. General, she appears well, in no distress. Heart sounds regular, lungs are clear. She has no cough or vertebral angle tenderness and no tenderness to palpation of her abdomen or pelvis. UA was an unremarkable assessment. Given her symptoms, sounds as though she has a UTI plan. Cipro, culture urine. Follow-up. Next, Heather Lee, L-E-E, date of birth 3/16/1994. She comes today. She comes today with a knot under her right arm and a fever. She states that she noticed a lesion approximately 3 or 4 days ago. Drained, however, another has erupted. She's not ever had this problem before. She does use razors to shave her arms, however, does not change them often. Insert A, blood pressure 122 over 68, pulse 76, temp 99.6, weight 115 pounds. General, she's in no distress. She does have a 1.5 centimeter abscess underneath her right arm with some flatulence and erythema, which is tender to palpation. Assessment, abscess right of the right axilla, plan, Bactrim, will refer for incision and drainage, check a CBC and follow up. Insert ed interview statement. Next, Susan Nelson, NELSON, date of birth 6/12/1960. She comes today to discuss her evaluation by the bone and joint clinic. Period. She's had a lot of pain in her right shoulder, left hip, and lower back. It's been ongoing for quite a while now. She was told by a local orthopedist, but she had tendonitis in her right shoulder and bursitis in her left hip, was treated with injections with no improvement. She then went to the bone and joint clinic, had an MRI of her shoulder, as well as nerve conduction studies, which were fortunately unremarkable, period. The pain still persists. Period. She states she also has pain in her legs, jerking in her legs at night, pain in her right hip as well as left shoulder and neck. She describes it as constant. Period. She's very concerned that she may have a cancer or MS. Intraday blood pressure 112 over 72, pulse 74, 10/97.3, weight 109.40 pounds. Heart sounds irregular, lungs are clear, abdomen soft. She has no tender palpation of her neck, shoulder, or hip. She has a full range of motion and 5 out of 5 strength in both upper and lower extremities. Assessment, myalgias and pain. Cannot rule out polymyalgia rheumatica versus fibromyalgia plan. Recheck CBC, CMP, CK, ESR, and her vitamin D level, and follow up. Insert ed interview statement. Leo Siler, S-I-L-E-R, date of birth 2/14/1936. He comes today as a new patient, period. He is a retired mechanical engineer with a history of dementia, hyperlipidemia, glaucoma, and transitional cell carcinoma of the bladder, which was treated in 1994 with regular follow-up, period. He has no new problems today. He recently was treated for an upper respiratory tract infection, which has since resolved. Past medical history, hyperlipidemia, glaucoma, history of a detached retina, status post-repair, history of compression fractures after a fall, transitional bladder, transitional cell carcinoma of the bladder, treated in 1994. Surgical history, tonsillectomy and adenoidectomy in 1940. Removal of cancer from bladder at St. Thomas in 1994. Family history, notable for brothers with cancer. Social history, scratch that. One brother had a cancer of the esophagus. Social history, he is married. He does not smoke, nor has ever smoked. He does not drink any alcohol. He does a lot of housework and yard work. Review of systems, 132-point review is obtained and on chart today. Physical blood pressure, 122 over 70. Pulse, 76, temp 98.3, weight, 140 pounds. General appearance, he is in no distress. HENT, non-spotic atraumatic, extraocular muscles are intact, throat is non-erythematous, moist mucous membranes, no cervical, supraclavicular lymphadenopathy, heart sounds are regular with no murmurs, lungs are clear with no wheezing, rails are bronchi, abdomen is soft, no peripheral edema, neurologic, he's alert, he is oriented to person and place, period, he's able to tell me the year, the season, recent holiday, but is unable to tell me what he had for breakfast this morning. Medications. Doxycycline, donepezil, melatonin, aspirin, multivitamin, calcium carbonate, magnesium, lumigan, ocuvite, glucosamine, chondroitin, and simvastatin, as well as oxybutynin. Allergies to morphine. And add that recent blood work performed back in July by his previous primary care physician revealed mild anemia, no other abnormalities. Assessment, 76-year-old gentleman here to establish with multiple medical problems which appear well controlled today. He also had evidence of anemia back in July, which has not been reevaluated. Plan, continue current medications, check appropriate blood work, including CBC, CME, CMP, and he'll return in July for a physical exam. Start a problem list on Leo Siler, S-I-L-E-R, date of birth 2/14/1936. Problem list number 1, dementia, number 2, hyperlipidemia, number 3, glaucoma, next number, history of compression fracture of lumbar spine, next number, history of transitional cell carcinoma of the bladder in 1994, next number, history of detached retina, the right eye, status post repair, surgical history, repair of detached retina, next number bilateral cataract surgery, next number removal of bladder cancer, next number tonsillectomy and adenoidectomy, medications, aspirin, 81 milligrams daily, next number multivitamin daily, next number calcium carbonate, 500 milligrams, 2 tablets daily, next number magnesium, 250 milligrams daily, next number Lumigan 0.01% in each eye at bedtime, next number Ocuvite daily, next number glucosamine conjoint, 2 tablets daily, next number simvastatin 20 milligrams at bedtime, next number oxybutynin, 5 milligrams daily, next number donepezil 5 milligrams daily, next number melatonin 5 milligrams before bedtime. Allergies, morphine, paragraph, put star and type that the patient is currently participating in the memory and aging project study at Vanderbilt being conducted by Dr. Angela Jefferson at Vanderbilt University. Thank you.